Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and season's greetings to you and yours. Welcome to The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through tough times. Today's special episode will wrap up the calendar year of 2025, and I am so excited to bring this to you, a little something for all of us to think about and consider as we wrap up this year. In today's special solo episode, we'll explore a phenomenon that most of us pursue but never obtain, and trust me, myself included, in a big way. This is something that can quietly steal our joy and delay our progress. And you've probably guessed it by now, I'm talking about perfection. Now, to be clear, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do your best. We all must try to do our best. But the problem comes when we tend to place perfection as the goal and have it take precedence over the objective itself. When our focus shifts in that direction, we often get stuck. Let's talk about shifting the mindset. We're going to talk about choosing purpose over perfection. Again, choosing purpose over perfection. Perfectionism can feel like a good thing at first. It disguises itself as ambition and intense drive. In fact, telling those around you that you aim for perfection in everything you do may spark admiration from them. When they see how hard you're working at it, you want things to be excellent, to represent your best effort. But please know that having a strong passion for perfection is either a mask covering a deeper psychological issue, or it can become that mask if you're not careful. Here's what I mean. A deep love for perfection can be a slippery slope in that when it's not obtained, and I'm saying when it's not obtained because it never is, not if, but when it's not obtained, we can voluntarily or involuntarily use it to mask our feelings of fear, judgment, or inadequacy. I want to talk about how it can delay our progress. We decide to pursue a goal, and then after a day or two, we tell ourselves, I'll start when I have more time, when I'm better prepared, when I have everything figured out. But ask yourself truly, when does that happen? Time passes, opportunities fade. The dream stays stuck in neutral because we're waiting for the, quote, perfect conditions that never come. I've been there. I've been there so many times. I can't begin to tell you, when I first started this podcast, my production process was not perfect. My delivery was not smooth. And a lot of intents and purposes is not too smooth today. I was learning everything on the fly. There were moments when I thought, well, maybe I should wait until I get better equipment, or maybe I should wait until I learn more about audio editing tools. But deep down, I knew my purpose was to create a space for people to tell their stories, stories of struggle, reflection, and growth. That purpose gave me permission to be imperfect. Because the truth is, growth only happens when we begin. I can't learn more about audio tools or how to use them until I begin. There's got to be a time when you get off the bench and into the game. In short, there is no, quote, perfect time to start. And that's the reality we must tell ourselves we need to get over. While your objective or goal is your what, your purpose is your why. Let me repeat that. While your objective or goal is your, quote, what, your purpose is your, quote, why. It's the heartbeat behind the what, the objective. When you anchor yourself in purpose, perfection loses its power. It loses its power over you. Purpose reminds you that your message, your work, your dream is not about being flawless. It's about being authentic. It's about showing up, even when the timing isn't perfect, because someone out there might need what you have to give. When you think and act from a place of purpose, mistakes become lessons. Imperfections become stepping stones. Each stumble teaches you something more about yourself, about your resilience, your creativity, your commitment. So in short, perfection applies pressure and it says, I can't mess up. Purpose eases back from that pressure and says, if I mess up, I'll grow from it. As I mentioned before, perfection can cause delay. It could be that nagging voice in your ear telling you your work still needs one more edit or that one more revision over and over again. Consider a writer finishing a first draft. It's going to be messy. It's unpolished, but it's done. And once it's done, it can be refined. You can't edit a blank page, but you can improve a draft. It's the very essence of progress. This writer's draft example applies to life in general. You can't grow from what you never started. Here's a saying I want to share with you, and I'm sure you heard this before, but it's one of my favorite phrases. You don't have to be perfect to make a difference. You just have to start. Simple phrase, big, big resonating meaning. This phrase makes me realize that sometimes the people you'll impact the most don't come from you wanting to be perfect, nor do they expect you to be perfect. They're impacted from your decision to start. Let's say that you're considering joining an outreach to support people struggling over their mental health. When you decide to start, you can impact so many people so much sooner. But on the sadder side of this, I think of those whose lives could have been transformed, but weren't because you never started. You had a message to share that you never started because you were waiting for that perfect time. And you're still waiting for that perfect time and condition where there is no perfect time or condition. So what can help us change our mindset to embrace purpose over perfection? Might I suggest 5 ways? First, focus on your why. When self-doubt creeps in, come back to your reason for starting. Remember, purpose is always stronger than fear. Second, I would celebrate the small wins. Every step forward matters. Don't overlook your progress just because it's not perfect. Third, let go of comparison. About 5 years ago, I released an episode called Comparative Thinking and the Unhealthy, Toxic Downsides It Can Cause. We often compare our behind-the-scenes draft work by someone else's completed and finished product. Remember, nobody's journey is flawless, even if it looks that way from the outside. And fourth, reflect instead of regret. When something doesn't go as planned, ask yourself, what can I learn from this rather than why did I fail? And finally, take that first step. Don't wait for perfect conditions. There will never be a right time. And when there's never a right time, guess what? You guessed it. The right time is now. So as we wrap up, I'm going to go on a limb and propose that perfection is an illusion. Yes, you heard it here. I'm proposing perfection is an illusion. It's a moving target that keeps backing up the closer you get. But purpose is steady. Purpose is what keeps you grounded when perfection tries to hold you back. So this week, and as you go into the new year, I want to challenge you to take one step, no matter how small, towards something you've been putting off. Record that idea, make that call, write that paragraph, start that project. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be you. It just has to be you. Because purpose and progress is what moves the world forward, not perfection. Please allow me to repeat that for those in the cheap seats. Purpose and progress is what moves the world forward, not perfection. Well, there you have it. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. And on a grander scale, I want to thank you all for enjoying the ride with me this year, 2025, as we have had some very, very extraordinary guests from all over the world telling their stories of overcoming insurmountable odds to thrive, survive, and to help other people. And you can guarantee, as we enter our eighth year, we will feature even more amazing, extraordinary guests with incredible stories, all in the spirit of uplifting you, giving you inspiration. Thanks again for listening. You may feel like this at times, but in our struggles and adversities, you are never alone, and hope is always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. I want to wish you and yours with all my heart the deepest, deepest heartfelt, merriest of Christmases, happiest of holidays. Please spend time with your loved ones and be in the present moment during those times. Be intentional about connecting with them and be present when you connect with them. I hope you all have a safe, wonderful, enjoyable holiday season and a happy, healthy, prosperous 2026. And always remember, we're all just roadies on this journey of life. And it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Road to Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.